tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
My friends, you cannot possibly be having as much fun as we are. And, you know, this is really neat. We are celebrating our first Shabbat in Jerusalem, and we have a master chef, a man who has a story to tell, which we're going to find out in a few minutes. But, Chef, I got to ask you, Chef Eric and I were cutting the tops of figs, you know, getting them ready for us to finish up your fig dish. Who cut the best fig?
You see, they're saying that you are a fat man, but he's bigger, so I'm afraid I don't know what to say.
Very diplomatic, Chef. That was very nice, but he already ratted me out because I cut the top off. But the whole idea is to cut it three quarters of the way through so you have the top on the fig.
I'm happy that you didn't cut three quarters from your finger, so yeah, well. If it's so, it's good. But we have now to put the sauce. We stuffed them already also with the chicken breast that was ready. We didn't see it, but we are sauteing the chicken breast with onions, cardamom, cinnamon, and allspice. And the same will go to this, if you just put the pan on the fire, please. It's and here I'm adding the tamarind, and please some water and sugar. And I'm dissolving the tamarind. And tamarind is another story. And it's sweet and sour. And with the same spices in. And now please handle me the figs, and I will put them very carefully. Please, thank you. In the sauce.
Fingers for being so
and, yeah, he is good. Yeah, it's important. And so we can just leave it here on the fire covered, or we can put it also in the oven for 6-7 minutes, and it's ready. So, but I prepared one that is already ready, and we can have it and test it.
Well, I know the people here are excited because you can hear them in the background. And would you like to hear Chef Eric chew?
Why not? In his mouth. How can he talk?
Well, what's really neat is we got a beautiful crowd. You can hear them in the background. It's all about food, fun, and celebrating the good life. And we're celebrating it today with Executive Chef Moshe Bassan. And, Chef, this is really special because your restaurant, when we were doing our homework, we read that the cuisine was biblically inspired. And that inspired me to look it up. And I was thinking, really? Biblically inspired? But then I asked you about it, and you had a wonderful story. You told me just as we entered inside the Jaffa Gate, and you were pointing up to the wall, and I couldn't quite understand you because my miracle ear was turned down. And I couldn't really hear you, but you were pointing to something on the wall, and then you started telling me the story of how your restaurant came about and how biblically inspired cuisine has really become an integral part of your life.
Do you really think that I can remember that?
Oh, hey, listen, if I can, you can. Well, let's just put it this way. See, it starts with Mom.
Let's eat some hyssop. Because, oh, yeah, I remember. I was showing you the hyssop and the capers on the walls. And hyssop is maybe the most biblical sign. It's always. When the Israelites are leaving Egypt, they are taking a bunch of hyssop. And this is the brush that they will draw 3 points with the blood of the lamb on the door. This will be the sign for the killer angel to pass over. That's Pesach. And then it was used as all-purpose medicine with the ashes of the red heifer. It's used as food condiment always. When we were in the old city, you had, and you said that you don't want to eat, but you had a whole bagel with, and you are dipping it with this powder. This was za'atar, a mixture of hyssop, sumac, and you said that there was too much salt and sesame seeds.
Let me ask you, with the hyssop, I think you should rename your restaurant, first of all, to hyssop instead of eucalyptus, because of very prevalent in some of your cuisine, because it's so good, and it's all over the place. You mentioned some other herbs as well earlier to me, and one of those was, I think, wood sorrel?
Yes, there was wood sorrel, and especially mallow. Mallow like marshmallow. It's amazing that not most of the people don't connect it, but mallow, that it's a wild plant that goes everywhere. People saying that this was the food during the siege in Jerusalem. The name in Hebrew is chalamit, because the tiny fruit looks like tiny challah bread, like a brioche. But people don't know that it was used also to make a marshmallow. Real marshmallow was done as a medicine by French physicians when they took the sap or the resin from this plant, from the stumps, beat it with sugar and put it on a stick as a medicine for the throat for children. And it became, today they are making marshmallow in plastic factory, I think. So this is one of them. Going from the Bible through these Palestinian mothers, that my influence was in a way by that mothers, because when people asking me sometimes where I was trained and which school I went, I'm mentioning that I went to GMG. And when they will look at me like that, and I'd say this is the school of grandmothers, some mothers and some grandfathers. And because when I was a child, my family that came from Iraq when I was 9 months bought a bakery, modern Jewish bakery, kosher, in the village of Beit Safafa. That it's an Arab village that was on the border, half in Jordan, half in Israel. And there was a section for the Muslims people or the Christian families from the village, the Arab people, to come and to use only this oven to make their baking and the cookies and special foods for holidays. And I could not eat it. And the desire for this food took me back to that people to study, and this is what I'm making in my restaurant. By the time I found that this food is the food of the Bible. You go into, you see, oh, it's mentioned in the Bible. Then you see that it's mentioned as a food. Again, like, there is something that I think that you know also already, what is frike. It's just my mistake, we didn't pay attention to that in the market today. It's this green smoked wheat. In the Bible it's called karmel. And it goes back to the early days of the Bible, where it's mentioned again and again, even in a way, half of the procedure of doing it. When you see Jewish people also in the state celebrating Lag BaOmer in the spring, making big bonfires, this is because of this wheat. They used to pick the wheat when it's still green, because the old species of wheat, the grains will fall from one side, from the other side. They were waiting all the winter and spring for the wheat, and wheat was life. So when it was not ready for harvest, it's not yellow and dry, but it was still in full size, green, they used to pick it with the straw and to make a big bonfire to throw it to the fire so the straw will burn, and you then separate the grains from the kernel and you get this frike.
I'm telling you, my friends, if you ever get a chance to come to Israel, you must come to the old city of Jerusalem. Of course, I don't see how you could ever make a trip to Israel, not come to Jerusalem. But then, just ask where the Jaffa Gate is. Once you find the Jaffa Gate, put your back to the gate, look straight across, drop down about a half a block, and you will be at Eucalyptus. Now, you know, you don't even, let's say Eucalyptus is closed. Let's say for whatever reason you didn't get there in time. You can go upstairs and you've got a beautiful cafe up there with a beautiful view. Tell us about it.
The cafe called Esperanza, and Esperanza is my mom. And the cafe is just above the restaurant, so it's...